Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Lonnie is going to be a Knucklehead runner-up today on the Brad and John Show on Classic Rock 92.9 KISM. What did Lonnie do the other night? Well, Lonnie got all whacked out on the LSD, took off all of his clothes except for one sock, covered himself in cooking oil, and started attacking everyone. The police tried to calm Lonnie
down. Family members, no less.
Yeah, police tried to calm Lonnie down. That didn't work, so they got out the stun gun, and Lonnie and the cooking oil sizzled up there. Our other runner-up today, the Mill Creek Porch Pirate. This is a guy we think they'll catch by the end of the day. They may already have this guy apprehended.
I mean, take the picture from the Everett Herald, blow it up, and, I mean, you got a Wen Louis portrait of this guy.
This guy thought he had a brilliant way to steal to porch pirate. I'll just show up to the front door with a big box so anybody who's looking will assume that I'm a delivery man. I'll drop the big box that's empty on the door, and then I'll take the packages. And so that's what he did. Not with a mask. So when the doorbell cam was shooting, it got this guy full body, full face, even part of his car. It appears part of his car came through on the doorbell camera. So there's no doubt they're going to be catching this guy driving around in a small blue SUV. But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today is going to go to the knuckleheaded bank robber of the day, 41-year-old Donald Towns, who everyone knew was Donald Towns when he was robbing the bank.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
The bank manager knew it was Donald Towns robbing the bank as he was robbing the bank, because just minutes before, Donald Towns handed the bank manager his driver's license. Donald Towns went into the bank, and his plan was, I'll throw them all off by talking to the bank manager and asking if I can open a bank account. Then they'll never suspect me of being up to no good in here. And so that's what he did. And the bank manager said, all right, give me your ID. I'll make a copy of that, and you can open this thing up. And so he did. And the bank manager had a copy of Donald's driver's license. And that's when Donald announced that this was a bank robbery. He actually announced it by handing a note to a teller. That note was written on the back of a piece of paper with his name, address, and phone number on it.
So even if he hadn't updated his driver's license, they probably had the new stuff.
So Donald left his ID all over the place before he robbed the bank. And he only got out of there with $1,200 in cash.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big haul.
Throw in some video and some DNA. Yeah. It's probably a pretty easy case.
Donald Towns from Florida, our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes.
Yeah, they've got some live music coming up tomorrow with Joan Penny on stage at 6 o'clock. And always something good to eat and drink. Check out rockfishgrill.com.
360-733-5476.
360-733-KISM.
Hello, 1982 calling.
Brad and John.
KISM.